This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We can, if we so choose, know a whole bunch about our food these days. How many calories, how much fat, and how much fiber in a single serving of, I don't know, Cheez-Its? It's all thanks to that little box on the back of the box, of course, the nutritional label. And now, for the first time in almost 20 years, those little boxes are getting a makeover. Easier to see calorie counts, more up-to-date serving sizes. You get the picture. From the Health Desk at WHYY, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
It's pretty easy to see America's got a problem with eating.
Based on the waistlines of Americans.
Phil Lempert is the editor of SupermarketGuru.com.
More heart disease, more early onset diabetes, seeing early teens that are 300-400 pounds.
Lempert says part of the problem is that too many consumers are lost when they check out that nutrition label. The new one could clear things up for shoppers and put some pressure on food companies.
I do think that food manufacturers are going to look very carefully at this and try to take advantage of this so their ingredients and the nutritional information becomes a marketing advantage.
So does that mean we're going to see an explosion of whole wheat, tofu, and kale and everything? Ann Yakteen, head of the Food and Nutrition Board at the Institute of Medicine, says baby steps.
I'm not convinced that manufacturers are going to radically change what their food products are now.
Yakteen says over the past several years, food companies have started to offer consumers different choices. Just walk down the 50-mile-long chip aisle.
Food, and you can see, you know, all kinds of different low-sodium, low-fat, low-calorie, whatever.
More than anything, Yakteen thinks new labels will make it easier for consumers, maybe easier to find information. But we haven't yet met a label that makes it easy to put down the Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.